Snowflake in My Pocket by Rachel Bright, read by Nana. When you hear the chime, turn the page. Once upon a winter, in a faraway place, the last few leaves of an old twisted oak tree rattled in the breeze. Inside that oak tree lived a very wise bear and a very small squirrel. Bear had seen 100 seasons, maybe more, and squirrel, well, he had only seen 3. Together, they explored the 4 corners of the forest, and whatever bear did, squirrel tried too. Woohoo! Splash, splish! Munch, munch! Wherever they went, Bear had always been there before, but somehow it all felt brand new again, with Squirrel by his side. One icy night, as their breath blew in clouds, Bear whispered, "It's on its way." "What is?" sniffed Squirrel. "Oh," Bear puffed, "the snow." Squirrel gasped, "Will it snow tonight? Do you think that it might?" But a bear can never be exactly sure when the weather will change. He just knows that it will. So Squirrel tried his very hardest to stay awake all night, searching and searching the twinkling sky. But sometime between one star and the next, he accidentally drifted off into a flurry of dreams. So when the morning shone through his window, he woke with a fast-beating heart. Thumpity-thud! With a squeak-squeech, he cleared a hole in the frost to see, and oh! There was magic surrounding their tree. The snow had come in the night, but so had the sniffles for Bear. Choo! And a bear with the sniffles must stay in his bed until he is better. So Squirrel tucked him up, took a deep breath, and promised to have fun for both of them. Squirrel's footsteps were the only sound in the forest. Crunch, crunch, crumbledy crunch, 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 crunch. He ran and rolled. He made snow angels and snow bears. It was the most perfect morning. Well, almost perfect, for nothing could be completely perfect without Bear. In the silvery stillness, a wonderful thought tumbled into Squirrel's head. I could catch a snowflake and take it home to Bear. He ran in happy circles, catching the snowflakes as they fell, until he found the perfectest one. Then he put it in his pocket and set off for home. Bear, he called, are you there? You couldn't come to the snow, so I've brought the snow to you. And he reached in his pocket. But where his snowflake used to be, there was nothing at all. Where has it gone? Squirrel said as Bear took his paw. Snow comes and snow goes, Bear said, but one thing lasts forever. And as they cuddled up by the fire, which crackled and popped and kept their toes warm, Squirrel said, me and you? Now and always, whispered Bear.